Fabulous. Now, Princess Tia, Diva, earlier you made reference to the fact that there was a lawsuit surrounding the loss of your vision. Tell us how that came about and what was the end result?
Well, I wish my father was here to elaborate more on that. Probably we can put him on we can put him on at another time. But from what I gather is that this is a famous 1995 case, and many judges and lawyers are using that case to make reference to other medical negligence cases. But basically, this case basically sums up of ne medical negligence and how should a medical practitioner check his or her patient's eyes, not only that, other parts of the body, and how to act accordingly. From what I get to understand is that this case is used in even Turkey as of today, Turkey and other far out countries to act accordingly or to guide medical practitioners and lawyers in these sort of cases.
Okay, so maybe as you said, we will have a chat with your dad at another point where we can explore
More
how
on
this
this, yes.
lawsuit could
Yes.
benefit, yes, more persons with disabilities and also guide the practice of law, or I should say, disability law in the Caribbean.
Also, let me add that there was another case back in 2011, 12, 13, I believe, of this lady. Her child is blind, deaf, and dumb, and she's not able to walk. And my case was also used to assist in medical negligence. This was a really touching case back in 2013 or 14. Again, I'll ask my father to explore more on that case as well.
Okay, lovely. And now, Diva, you mentioned that you would have pursued your degree in entrepreneurial studies. Tell us how you are using that degree, the training, and the information in your present season here.
Very good question, Madame Yudali. And let me just go way back a little because my mother was wondering. She's like, Tanaka, what would be your career path in life? What do you want to do when you grow up? Just an idea. And the first answer I gave her was, I want to become a dentist. She was like, what? A dentist? She's like, you can't see. And you're gonna risk your life. You're gonna risk yourself, and you're gonna be working in people's mouth in terms of, instruments, and they're gonna sue you and this and that. You have to be careful. I'm like, well, there's a will, there's a way, because technology is improving. There is a German doctor. She is visually impaired like me, and she's a doctor. I believe she's doing dermatologist. So technology has its way of improving. So the next option I said was, okay, maybe a judge or a lawyer or a teacher. I'm like, all right, fine, maybe that. And it was really difficult for me to choose my subjects back in grade 9, Madame Yudali. But I chose them. And she's like, okay, maybe you can do entrepreneurship. So I said, well, I'm like, why? She's like, I'm like, why? You may have that business mindset in you. So we're there weighing our options. And when I applied to the University of Mona, I chose four faculties. I chose marketing, language and linguistics, international relations, and business management. And could you believe, Madam Yunali, I got through for all four. So it was just up to me now to choose what I want to do. So I chose entrepreneurship along with a minor in law and Spanish, not knowing that the entrepreneurship had some math courses in there, but I had to find my way out of it and to do these courses. And now presently, Madam Yudali and listeners, I have my own business. Back in 2019, while I was at UWE, finishing up UWE, I was there, researching conducting surveys on what can I do, how can I better serve the public. And I found myself in mass media, the media spotlight. I was engaging lots of motivational speaking engagements, peer counseling advice stuff. So it was just a mixture. And there you go. I started my podcast journey as a podcaster, now an international podcaster, motivational speaker, certified elevator pitch business trainer, and doing podcasting services. So this has brought me a far way now. And my company is called Creative Minds Business Development Services, spelled with a K. Yes.
This is indeed beautiful words to hear you speak, because that too will provide encouragement and inspiration for others, not only people with disabilities, but persons without disabilities as well. Because sometimes we find it a little challenging to think of what career path should I pursue? What am I really good at? But as you indicated, you take some time and look within yourself and you'll find the answers. So how has your business been going?
Miss Udali, for me not to have that much work experience, I said to myself, I need some work experience. Even my father said it, you need some work experience. I said, yes, that it is true. But you have to start out somewhere in life without a little experience. And I've been doing this for 1 year now. And I don't know, it's just awesome. I've met people all over the world, as far as Australia, Nigeria, Africa, Botswana, Africa, to be more specific, precise. I've been collaborations with lots of persons, including Miss Udali herself. You know, you're an awesome individual. Let me just say, shout out to Udali and the people in Barbados. Yes. I'm in a place where I'm able to use my talent.
Use your talents.
Yes. And show the world that, hey, whether I'm blind or not, I can do this. So although my target audience is persons with special needs or persons with different challenges, I accommodate any and everybody. So come as you are. You know, this is the Jamaica connection. Come as you are. Let's connect. Let's talk. Let's collaborate. And I have my big meet and greet coming up in June. You know, with all my guests, all my fans, my friends, to meet me. You know, offer a word of encouragement. You know, giveaways will be given out, prizes and surprises. And you know, I want to collaborate with Miss Udali to broadcast it live in Barbados.
Well, Princess Tia, share with us your business address, because you said creative starts with a K. So spell it out for us.
Sure. So quickly, my business offer the following: podcasting services, rather podcasting consultation services, podcast editing services, motivational speaking services, small business consultations, elevator pitch training services, podcasting courses as well. If you want to learn how to, you know, brand, build your podcasting, you want it, I got it, we got it. You can reach us at creativeminds.ja@gmail.com. That's creative.ja@gmail.com. You can email me there. You can call me at 876-877-5833. And that number is available through WhatsApp, FaceTime, Google Duo, Telegram, Signal, you name it, I'm there. You can find me on Facebook, Culturama with Diva, that's KULCHARAMA space with Diva, DIVA. And you can find me on Twitter at www.creativeminds_, and I'm all there.
No, some people hearing you providing all the social media contact information will wonder, but you are visually impaired. How do you handle the technology so well, especially Twitter and Facebook, which in the past would have really given blind and visually impaired people a real challenge to navigate?
Let me just say, Madam Udali, that it was Mr. Sidney Thorpe, who is my manager and producer for my show, Mr. Wilbert Williams, along with Mr. Lafayette, who introduced JAWS and DOS and Skype to the blind community in Jamaica. And as such, we have to give a big thumbs up to those gentlemen. Also, technology-wise, I have my iPhone, which has the voiceover. I also have my screen readers, JAWS and NVDA. So I'm able to navigate emails, messages, WhatsApp, anything. You know, so technology has come a far way. And in fact, I will be collaborating with companies to spread awareness of the different technology stuff to, you know, the blind and visually impaired community. Not only that, even wheelchair companies as well, Madam Udali. I have spoken to persons with wheelchair access, like Wonders on Wheels. Now, did you know quickly that there are gym equipment, exercise equipment for those persons who are physically challenged? Yes, I spoke to the owner of Wonders on Wheels, and we're going to have him on the podcast on the meet and greet to show us how he exercises on the wheelchair gym fitness. It's just awesome. I don't know. And Omeo Technology, it's another wheelchair company. Now, that's a special wheelchair for the sand, the beach. When I saw it, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So we're going to get them to come on the program as well so you can interview them. You know, yes.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tia. Our time is really catching up with us. And it really has been a pleasure chatting with you so that our listeners get to know this young, beautiful lady, only 25 years old.
Yes, and 25. Has already
done so much. And we're looking to hearing more great things coming from you. So I want to wish you all the best success with your business as you grow from strength to strength.
Sure. Thank you so much. Shout out to Udali. Shout out to people in the Barbados, Bahamas, the Caribbean, all my people in Botswana, Nigeria, Australia. Love you all. Thank you for listening and God bless.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Udali Wickham Ashby. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. And you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can go to the VOB929.com website and listen to this and other past episodes. So until next week, be safe, love yourself, and enjoy your life.